The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I want to try in the next little while that I have to speak, I want to look at some of the concepts of Surah Al-Fajr, chapter 89 of the Holy Quran. I'm sure it's a chapter many of us have read. I'm sure many of us have committed this chapter to heart. And I want to see how this chapter actually fits with the revolution of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. Allah says, وَلَيَالٍ ashr. Allah takes an oath by the 10 nights. Now again, there are multiple hadith. Many scholars have sought to interpret and understand what are these 10 nights. Some hadith point us to the 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. As we know, just 2 months ago, we were in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Those 10 nights, those first nights of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, we had the recommended 2 rakat namaz between Maghrib and Isha, where we remember Musa alayhi salam and his sojourn to the mountain, and Harun alayhi salam being put in place and drawing a similitude between Rasulullah and Ghadir and these events. Maybe that's a meaning of walayalin ashr. But again, you go back to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as we always go back to these paragons of piety and enlightenment. And they tell us that these 10 nights, layalin ashr, could be a reference to the 10 nights of Muharram. Again, we just went through this commemorative session. Every year we've been commemorating it since the days we were in the womb of our mothers, and generations before us have commemorated Muharram. When we leave this world, communities and people that will come after us will continue these 10 nights of Muharram. Hadith tell us that one of the interpretations of Layalin Ashar are these 10 nights. And then you even look at the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. We don't maybe we don't have hadith of the Ahlul Bayt's states from 12th of Muharram to Arba'een. We don't see them, for example, commemorating the 10th and 20th and 30th and doing the commemorative sessions that we hold. But we know for those first 10 nights, for example, we have the very famous hadith from the 8th Imam, Imam al-Radha alayhi salam, where he would say that whenever he would, Salaw ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Where the 8th Imam would say when he was a young boy that I would see my father, Imam al-Kadhim, when the night of the first of Muharram would dawn, he would be in a state of sadness and gloominess, and his whole demeanor would change. This is the 8th Imam saying about his father. And the 8th Imam would say, as I saw my father the first, second, third, all the way till the 9th night of Muharram, he would be in that state of, you know, being very, very low key, a very mellow tone. And then on the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, he says that my father's state would completely change. That this is a day of huzn, a grief and tears and lamentation for Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. So even in the Ahlul Bayt's eyes, you know, these majalis that we have, that we commemorate for 10 nights, it's not an innovation that we put together just to keep busy for 10 nights. No, the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam used to commemorate these nights in not exact same way that we do, but they had poetry, just as we have. We have the marashiyas and things in various languages. They would have people recount the maqtal or the tragedy of Karbala. They would feed people in the name of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. So we have the universal or the general principles from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And we have obviously expanded upon them due to our needs in our era, in our community, in our society, on how to keep that message alive. So Layalin Ashar could be that interpretation. But another very interesting hadith that I came across says that Layalin Ashar, so if Wal Fajr is the 12th Imam, the hadith says, one hadith says, Layalin Ashar, the 10 nights, could be a reference to the 10 imams that come before the 12th imam. So the 11th imam all the way to the second imam. So you have the Hujja as Al-Fajr, the one who will explode with his revolution of light. You have Layal al-Ashr, the 10, 12th, 11th imam, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all the way to the second imam. And then what happens is Allah says, وَالشَّفِّ وَالْوَتَرْ. Right? By the, Allah takes an oath by the even, the shaf, and the watar. The even and the odd. And here we have many, many different hadith that give us different definitions. What are the odd? What are the even? Right? What could they be? Well, we've got already 11 imams spoken about. So some of the traditions mention that the shaf, this pair, is Imam Ali and Fatima Zahra, alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Obviously, through their union, you have the rest of the imams of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam. And the watar, the individual, although I haven't seen hadith to mention Rasulullah, most of the hadith point to the fact that this watar is Allah Azza wa Jal, the one. Wahdahu la sharika la, as we say. So that doesn't exclude Rasulullah from the picture, obviously, because we know the messenger is the root of all of this. But these are some of the hadith that give us a different view or a different perspective on the 10, on the morning, on the 10, on the odd and the even. And other hadith say that it is Imam Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam, the shaf, and the watar is Imam Ali alayhi salam. Whatever the case may be, again we repeat this fact that we can never look at the Quran simply from the outside point of view. You don't just read the black on white and say, okay, this is what it means. The odd and the even. Because if you and I were to read Quran with that very simplistic mindset, well then odd and even would make absolutely no sense. Right? It would just mean the odd and even. Okay, well what? Why would Allah take an oath by the odd and the even if it just means two and one, a pair and an individual? It has no basis to our guidance. And because, as I said at the beginning, as we know that the Quran, Hudal Linnas, it is a book of guidance for humanity. Hudal Lil Alameen, a guidance to the entire universe. Hudal Lil Muttaqeen, a guidance to those who have piety. The Quran has to make sense. If I can't get guidance out of Wal Fajr, why bother with Allah revealing it? If I can't get guidance from Layal in Ashr, why bother by Allah taking an oath by 10 nights? When I don't know, is it the 10 nights of Rabi al-Awwal or Muharram or Dhul Hijjah or, you know, you pick the month. If it has no basis or understanding, then it serves to be worthless, na'udhu billah. And the Quran cannot be worthless. Right? Allah tells us in the Quran, you know, did we reveal all of this and create all of this in vain without a purpose? Right? So it has to have meaning and it has to resonate with our lives. And the only way, as I've said in the past, and I'll say it again tonight, the only way the Quran can become relevant in our lives is through having teachers to constantly teach the book. And that means you can only get that level of guidance by following the walayat of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim wa salatu wa salam, salu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Without the Ahlul Bayt, you will not have this commentary. You'll just have morning, night, 10 days, 10 nights, the odd, the even. You won't get guidance. You'll move on. You'll memorize the Quran like a parrot. But you won't understand. We won't understand the depth of the Quran. So Allah says that look to the teachers, look to the guides of the Quran.
We say you live forever in our hearts and in our minds. Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein. Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds.
I swear to Allah, troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.